After I'd been here a little while, I was asked to go on the committee of ladies, told I would be picked up by a car and taken to an office that the new town commission were using. And we were told that they wanted a lady's point of view for the new houses and the new development. So we would meet just occasionally, and they would tell us that they'd built so many houses in a certain area. Sometimes we were taken along to see them, given our point of view about kitchens or what we felt could be improved. In Bennett's End particularly, we were told that costs had gone up very suddenly, and they wanted to reduce the costs because they wanted to cut something out of the houses without putting up the costs of the rent. So we were asked what we would feel we could cut out of the houses, and we all felt that we didn't want the marley tiles that were on the floor, because several people coming into the new town had found that these tiles were making life very difficult. It wasn't as easy to maintain the houses. They had to polish the floors. So I believe I don't know whether they did it in all the houses in Bennett's End, but I know they did it in some, cut them out and just had an ordinary, because a lot of people were covering their floors anyhow with either linoleum or carpet. And things like that happened, and for a short time we were called upon to do that until things got busier and they were having other areas to open, and they stopped requiring our advice after a while. But we were given a view on shopping. It's so out of date now, because in those days they were telling us that they would, down Marlowe's, they would just have shops with such variety that no two shops would be together. And they were telling us what a wonderful variety of shops we were going to get, and we were going to have a big departmental store and so on. But of course, eventually the council took over, and they just had to go by what was required and what they could do. They couldn't keep up all these wonderful ideas, so they weren't really all carried out. The shopping became a problem because, as most people know, some shops were boarded up and some failed. But we found we lost a lot of shops when the new town came, good shops. And you see, the High Street became less important. It was wonderful. The High Street was a wonderful part. We felt that so many people in Aidfield were involved like a community, but as the town grew, that went. It was more like a village at one time. And when we held things for the church, sales and things we had outside, and garden parties and things like that, nearly all Aidfield came. And they were so involved with it. It got to be more like a parish church there.